she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my the greatest leasing store in the world, Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard here. I'm the fake Sybil Summers. She's back next week. Waddle's running the board. The phone number is 877-881-1053. Fan text is 43733. What do you mean by that, Tammy?
Well, you can't even be a fake. Not even close.
You do a lot of great voices, but I can't see you doing
not
so.
With a wig, no. Not with makeup.
No,
not with,
okay.
There's no way.
No,
how
I got
about,
it.
How about just, you know, instead of?
Yeah, instead
you're
of.
Wally. You're the Wally.
I am the Wally. All right, coming up, here's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk a lot about new safety technologies for cars, which is fascinating to me. We're going to review the 2013 Ford Explorer. We're also going to talk about...
For Waddle. We're doing that for Waddle.
Oh, really? That's
he's
a Waddle specialty?
He's all about the Explorer.
The do's and don'ts when you talk to a mechanic. And
it's important.
That's a fascinating one to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's hard to find a mechanic that you truly trust, you know?
And there's a way
that's
to talk
really
to these
hard.
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and there's a language they speak. And if you don't speak the same language, it makes it really hard to tell them what's wrong with your car.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So we'll give you all the little tips. We'll give you the buzzwords, you know, how to describe your problems with your cars.
All that's coming up. And again, the fan text is 43733. If you want to talk about buying versus leasing, any topic that you want to talk about regarding the purchase of a car, because the last time I checked, there are a lot of people that have cars.
There are quite a few.
You know?
And they might want a tip or two.
There you go.
On what to do, whether they should buy, lease, finance, pay cash, what vehicle.
And one quick thing, though. If you're wanting to know what payments are, don't call us on the air because we don't have the FlexLease computer system here. So we can't tell you what a payment would be. But you could call one of the offices at either 817 or 972-234-1234. Also, big pre-owned car sale ends today. We've had a great two-day car sale Thursday and Friday. And so the last day is today. Still got a good selection of cars. A lot of people are going to be getting good pre-owned cars today from us.
You know what I saw on your lot when I was driving by today?
Cars?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. Low-hanging fruit.
No, I saw you've got a yellow Volkswagen on the lot.
Yeah.
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 A Beetle?
Yellow Beetle.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That screams summer.
Yes, it does.
We've got, you know, everything from a Porsche Panamera to a Hummer to a Volkswagen Beetle. We've got a smart car.
Mm-hmm.
You don't test drive it. You try it on.
You drive.
Yeah.
Does this car fit? Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Or you just kind of pick it up and just lift a little bit.
Well,
yeah. How much does this car weigh?
They have three handles. There's one on each door and there's one on the roof, so you can just pick
it
up and carry
it.
It's so cute.
Just put it in your briefcase and take it in with you, and then you don't have to
pay
for parking.
That car will fit inside my purse. I've got such a large purse.
Let me tell you, it is sort of a cool car to drive, though. But there's just not much around you when you drive it. If you're used to a big car, or an SUV especially, and you drive that car, it's amazing how small you feel when you're driving the car.
I bet.
If you drove a small car, probably wouldn't make that much difference. If you drove a Honda Fit or a Toyota Yaris or something like that.
You might already kind of feel like,
yeah,
okay.
But when you first get in that car, if you've been driving an SUV,
uh-huh,
it really feels tiny.
I bet.
Sort of.
You'd feel the most intimidated rolling up next to a semi
right
on the highway.
Well, that and the people in the back seat. There isn't one.
Right.
There's no back seat.
No.
The
two-seater.
You could barely put a couple of bags of groceries back there.
All right.
You know what else? It doesn't cost very much.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it gets great fuel economy. And they've been rolling around Europe for years.
So when you say it doesn't cost very much, what are you talking about?
Those cars are under 20 sticker loaded up to the gills.
Oh, yeah. You can get a convertible for like $16,000 with everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
2013 Aztec, Brooke from
Little
Elm. That's
the same. No. Yeah, it's a Pontiac, and Pontiac is no longer in business.
They don't make
Brooks.
Them anymore. And the Aztec
that was a trick question.
Possibility that is the ugliest car ever built.
Don't say that.
It is. It's true.
Every baby is beautiful.
I think that's why they're asking about it, because they know you don't like it.
Well, yeah, it could
be. He just
be.
Likes to
yes.
agitate.
That's a P1 right there.
I'm
going
to have to pull up a picture of that car just so I can see what you're talking about.
Okay, here's a good one, though. I'm planning on getting a car soon, but I'm still young at 20. That's true. You are young at 20. Putting $15,000 down, will that help my interest rate? Well, sure.
Yes.
Heck
what kind
yes.
of car are you getting? $15,000 is
$15,000 down?
That's about all you should be buying at 20 years old.
Yeah. Buy a car for $15,000.
Well, and let's talk about that a minute, though, because when you qualify for a car, one of the things they look for is previous car credit. Mm-hmm. So there is some experience on your credit bureau of paying for a car in history. If you don't have previous car credit, what they're going to want you to do is put enough down that if they
committed.
Have to repossess the car, they're not upside down in it. So right. the bank would want you to put them in an equity position before they would approve your loan. And that's just how it works.
It's
so
a risk thing.
It's a good, yeah, it is. And that's a good question.
Anybody in business would do the same thing. It is very good. Most likely you don't need to put $15,000 down. You could probably,
right.
depending on the price of the car, because there's a limit on how much you would be able to borrow with no credit experience.
Okay, I got a question. So how much, okay, this guy's 20 years old, or this
could
woman.
Could be a lady.
I said, or a woman.
I know.
And if you've got, how much show. Should you put down on a car? That's a lot of money, $15,000.
Yeah, you could look at a round figure of between 20 and 25% of the total price. And that would get you in on a good loan.
On a first-time buyer.
On a first-time buyer.
If you haven't already established really crummy revolving credit, like on credit cards and things. That's another thing. And this is a good thing to bring up about building up your credit to begin with. When you get that first credit card, I remember my dad had that talk with me, the first one that came in the mail when I was in college. He was like, "What's this?" It was kind of like that other kind of talk that you have at a little bit younger age.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went into the whole credit thing. It's important to establish some credit, but keep it limited. Don't go nuts and don't ruin it because you overspent and you didn't have the money to pay the bills. Start small, build some revolving credit. It makes it that much easier to get that first car loan. But installment credit is what you really want. So if you can go to a bank and borrow $1,000 or $2,000 and pay it back over a year or two period, and you start really building up your credit that way. So that's the way to get going. Just don't go nuts.
Okay.
Fantex 43733, by the way.
And they're still texting. I'm getting a 2013 Altima.
Awesome.
The one
car
I want is about $25,000. Okay, two things. Great car. That's the car that has the air up gauge built into the car. So you can air your tires up, and when you start airing them up, the car beeps. And then when they get the correct amount of air in them, your flashers flash. So you don't need an air gauge to air up your tires. It's genius.
It tells you. It says, "I'm full."
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a great choice.
Well, speaking of that, let's talk about new safety technologies, et cetera, because that falls under that category a little bit.
Okay.
About what you can do in these new – it seems like these cars can do anything these days.
It does. By the way, in order to
soon
get that –
they'll be driving themselves.
In order to get that 2013 Altima, you would not need to put $15,000 down.
Right.
Yeah, you could put a lot less down than that and get financed on a first-time buyer's, and it's a great car.
But if you want the lower payment and you only want to owe $10,000 and have a $200 payment, that might be the way to go.
Yeah, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
technology.
As you were saying, cars are soon going to drive themselves, so you can just jump in one and sleep.
Sort of.
We're getting there.
We're
getting there, and I'm going to be a big fan because people are already doing plenty of other things besides driving in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So we might as well just let the car drive itself.
Quick story, real quick. When cruise control first came out, I heard about some guys who put the car in cruise control and then just left the seat.
Why?
Because they thought the car would just drive itself.
What were that? Did cruise control come in the 70s? Were they doing acid or something?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Are these personal friends?
No, they're not personal friends.
Just wondering.
Okay.
All right, David.
There's lots of new stuff being added to cars. Crash avoidance systems is one of the things that's being added that's really made a difference in the number of accidents that occur. And these are systems that are like adaptive cruise control that measure distance between you and the car in front of you when you're on the highway. Also, automatic braking and even steering controls that will detect an oncoming car or for a car that you're about to hit and apply your brakes and turn your steering wheel. And they are actually effective. They've lowered crashes by about 14% on the cars that have them already.
A friend of mine who got his Ford Edge right before I got mine, he got the totally limited, loaded up version
right.
that has that front avoidance system. It beeps at you when you're about to hit somebody
right.
because you're approaching them too fast. He said it saved him already a couple
okay,
times.
Okay, so let me make sure I got this right. So if you're tailing a car and you're too close,
it'll slow you down.
The car will slow down itself.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know about the tailing. I just know about him going. He was getting on the highway, and the person in front of him stopped. And he was still looking back to the left.
Which is how a lot of accidents happen.
Exactly. And that car had stopped. And when he got within a certain distance, it started beeping like crazy at him. So he turned around.
Right.
And sure enough, there's the car, and he slams on the brakes.
Wow.
And,
that's amazing.
He stopped himself. This one was the warning system.
The Infiniti JX is the other one I was thinking about. We talked about that a few weeks ago on the show when we reviewed that car. It has a system that if you were backing up, and a car is, say you're backing out of a straight-in parking place at a mall, and a car is flying along behind,
you know how they
and
do.
you're gonna back into him. You can't see him because the car's on either side. It slams on your brakes.
It stops you.
And it stops you like instantly. It doesn't like apply. It locks them up. So
I'm
you
in.
Stop before you hit the car.
Hmm.
That
I'm
you
in
never
on
saw.
All these
wow.
things. I'm in on all these things. My neighbor got hit outside of Lowe's. He was just bought a brand new toilet. He'd had a really rough week. His toilet bowl cracked, flooded the house. All this stuff happened. And
not a good story.
Oh, all these terrible things had happened. And then he'd hurt one side of it the night that the toilet bowl cracked, and he was getting up to find out what happened. He hurt himself getting out of bed, so he had one side he's limping, and so the good side is the one that the guy backs in and hits. He'd had a really rough.
That's yeah. not a good week.
Right?
But, you know, it's like backup cameras. They're extremely effective.
I have that in my car now. I'll never have a car without one. You can put these in aftermarket. Less than $500, you can have a rear view, you know, a backup camera installed in your car. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it.
And here's why. If you're in one of those parking lots and you're backing straight out and you've got two vans with tinted windows on the sides of you, you can't see behind you. If you've got a backup camera, you get a peripheral vision and you can see cars approaching from the side. Mm-hmm. You know whether
and
to
people.
Go ahead and proceed or people. Goofy people that walk right behind you when you're backing up. Anyway,
right in front of the back of your car.
In front of the back of your car. The heck is that?
But, you know, when you're backing out at the grocery store and stuff like that, they'll walk right. They're not really thinking because they're pushing their grocery cart. That's exactly how he got hit.
Yeah.
Anyway, got to go to a break, right?
The phone numbers for AutoFlex, 817 or 972-234-1234. You can also go to AutoFlex.com on Facebook. 817 or 972-234-1234. This summer's hardest to find new cars. Next on 105.3 The Fan.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
All right, welcome back. Wally in for Sybil today, alongside David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard as always. The phone number, 877-881-1053, fan text 43733. And we want to ask you this question if you want to text us or call us, because we're talking about safety equipment on cars and things that maybe in your driving history you had something that pretty much saved your life in a car. So if you want to talk about that, please fan text us at 43733, 877-881-1053. And David and Tammy, let's talk about some of the other safety equipment that is going into cars that's making these things look like Transformers or whatever. They look like they're from the year 2020.
Well, the next thing that comes along with the crash avoidance is the autonomous brakes, and those are brakes that apply themselves, like we said on the Infiniti JX, where if you're backing up and it senses something, it just locks your brakes up, and that's proved to be effective. The interesting thing is that some of the new equipment that has been added does not show to have any effect. And this could be a result of just not having enough testing time
Has
yet.
Has it been around long
exactly.
enough
Exactly. The late lane lane change avoidance, lane departure avoidance systems, where if you start out of your lane, it'll beep at you, or you'll have a flash from that side of the car from maybe the rearview mirror or whatever.
So far, that seems to hurt.
Yeah, it seems to have caused more accidents than has stopped them, but that may be because the same sort of thing happened with ABS brakes. When they first started testing ABS brakes, they showed to be less effective than at helping avoid accidents, and it was because they just didn't have enough time to test enough of them to understand how they work.
Okay, well, I got a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so, I mean, people change lanes all the time.
Right.
So if you don't put your blinker on, car's going to start beeping at you?
Yeah.
Really?
You need to do it the right – oh, that's the other thing. You got to follow the rules with the – if you have that, you need to use your blinker.
Interesting.
Because constantly, I'm just aware that people are all out of blinker fluid. They do not use their blinkers. They must be completely...
That drives me crazy.
Do you scream at those people?
I say a word or two.
Okay.
I don't know. I wouldn't call it scream. I don't need to scream. They
it's
can't
funny,
hear
that
me.
Bothers my 18-year-old, too.
Well, I mean,
he talks about how few people will indicate that they're changing lanes.
Right. Well, that's a...
Drives you nuts.
Anyway, that's a whole other story.
And lastly, I guess, the one thing or another thing that they have found that actually helps avoid collisions are adaptive headlights. In other words, when you turn the steering wheel to go around a corner, the headlights turn with you so you can actually see around that corner better, and that
and
has
the
proven
other people
so
can
far.
See you.
Exactly.
Like if they're passing somebody on a two-lane curvy road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be nice to see those headlights coming at you.
So that has proved to be a lifesaver.
Now,
so
how many cars have that?
A lot.
Many, so, well,
really?
Yeah, you've got Lexus, Mercedes, Ford. There's a number of manufacturers that already have the adaptive headlights.
But it's an option usually for the higher-end models.
That is correct.
Usually, once you start adding those, they're not cheap. You know, it's early on in the technology. Remember, the iPhones were terribly expensive. Not everybody could afford one in the beginning. They're cheaper now. It's going to get better over time.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Like, navigation's going to get cheaper. The rearview cameras have already gotten cheaper.
I got to say this. I don't know why anybody would buy navigation on a car.
Well,
the navigation on your phone is updated all the time if you have a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nice to have the screen down there, but my phone is better than my nav in my car because...
Well, you have to buy the updated discs all the time.
If you have it in a car,
Or not all the time, but...
My phone... It actually tells me where there are speed cameras.
Wow.
It knows.
Serious.
It knows.
What app is that?
It's AT&T's NavNap app on your phone, and it tells you if you're approaching speed cameras. It also tells you what the speed limit is on the street that you're driving on.
He has a BlackBerry.
Wow.
Well, it works on an iPhone too. You've got one too?
I haven't noticed that on mine.
Yeah.
That's four of us.
You too. There's four of
us. I'm the only one in my family that has one. Everybody else has.
No, I think there's four left in the world. We have two of them right
now. We have two of them.
Here's somebody. I was rear-ended by a pickup in 2004, was driving a Volvo S80. The driver in the truck passed, Pat didn't make it, and he walked away. I was hit in the rear at a stop. Let's see. At a stop, the truck was traveling 60 miles an hour.
Wow. That's a testament to what you were driving.
Volvo.
Yeah, yeah.
And that 2004 truck, well, it could be different things. They had airbags. Was that driver wearing a seatbelt? Not likely.
Yeah, that's what kills most people.
Right.
So that Volvo S80 is a, what you're saying is, that's kind of a lifesaver of a car.
Because well, it certainly did in this case. Yeah.
It was for that driver. Mm-hmm. And I had a client that was driving a Volvo wagon and was rear-ended three different times. The third time finally totaled her car. That's when I met her, and she came in and got a car from me. But guess what? All three people that rear-ended her, talking on the cell phone.
Hmm.
Not paying attention.
And not real smart, because they got out and said, "I'm sorry, I was talking on the cell phone."
Well,
I just got to point that out.
Anyway, we are going to review a 2013 Ford Explorer today. Somebody texted in, asked if it was a good vehicle. So stay tuned, and we'll give you our opinion about
after
that.
After the break at the half, you bet.
Yeah, all right. Let's get to this. The hardest cars to find this summer. New cars.
Supply and demand is always.
Made of unobtainium.
Yes.
Made of what?
Unobtainium.
It's
a little car term that we've used for many, many years, and I'm sitting in the movie theater watching Avatar, and that's what they were mining for. So when they, you know, put that up
no
there
wonder
on
this,
I started laughing. Everybody in the theater in their 3D glasses, all of them were turned at me like, why is she laughing?
Because we've talked about unobtainium for years.
Yep.
That car's made with unobtainium.
Can't get it. It's made of unobtainium.
And what's made of unobtainium right now? Chevrolet ZL1s. Well, that is the new big Chevrolet Camaro. Big horsepower, 500-plus horsepower, and not enough of them to go around. People standing in line for them. Same thing is coming on the Ford Shelby GT500. That is the 600-plus horsepower Shelby GT that they're coming out with, and you can't get one right now. People are paying over sticker price, which is a little weird in our economy, and you wouldn't think that had happened, but it's happening right now.
I tell you, that's a beautiful car.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
which
I mean,
one?
It's an eye catcher, the Camaro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Both of them.
It's unbelievable.
Yep. Good looking. You know what? If you stand in front of the car in the daytime and turn the lights on, it looks like a cat fixing to spring on you. The Camaro does. It's got cat-like eye-looking things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, another really, really hard-to-find car, 2013 Mercedes-Benz SL. It's the first new body SL in a number of years, and there's not enough of them to go around. On the other end of the spectrum, though, some of the really good fuel-efficient cars that are new body styles, the Kia Rio, the Hyundai Elantra, the Soul. Souls are hard to find.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
The Subaru Impreza.
It's because those darned hamsters.
Isn't that a great commercial? They just rock. I like those guys.
Oh, whatever.
They do. I've actually been out with a couple of them.
Oh, stop.
You go out with hamsters?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We talked about the Infiniti JX. That is a hard-to-find car right now, 2013. Acura RDX, the new Lexus RX, again, a hard-to-find car. The RX is a different RX for the first time in years because they've all been pretty well the same, and they're pretty well sold out. BMW X3, X5, and X6, again, hard to find right now, which means people are buying cars. It's good for the economy.
Well, and I believe this is caused by a combination of things with all the manufacturers that pulled back on their manufacturing after the economy changed. And then when the earthquake and tsunami happened in Japan, and that affected all of the technology and all the other little things that are manufactured there that go into cars. We don't really think about, oh, the car's built so-and-so. You don't think about where each individual part is made,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And all that stuff has to come together and be available. And so they're kind of controlling their own economy now with supply and demand. If they keep that supply low and the demand is higher, they're going to bring all the money for those cars.
Well, and they figured out how to make money at 10 million cars a year.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than losing money at 17 million cars a year, which is where we were in 2006, 2007, they were making more cars than they could sell, and nobody was really making money. A lot of money was changing hands. Now they figured out how to be profitable at 10 million cars a year, and you're seeing shortages on the popular cars.
That's where it'll stay for a while.
Coming up next, can't wait for this. The do's and don'ts when you talk to a mechanic and odometer fraud. Which,
dun, 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 dun.
Which gives us a chance to look at Ferris Bueller for a minute. All that's coming up here on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. Wally in for Sybil with Tammy and David here at 105.3 The Fan.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
877-881-1053 is the number. Fantex 43733. Wally in for Sybil today, along with Tammy and David. They're here every week. Always good to be with you guys, by the way. Always fun.
Ditto.
Let's talk about a couple of these apps, because we've Waddle is so on top of the game, he's already downloaded one of these. The app with navigation and lets you know where speed lights are is called Wise Pilot.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's also one, it says, another fan texter, check out Waze, W-A-Z-E. Fellow drivers are telling you of slowdowns, where the police are, and construction zones. We haven't done the driving awards thing in a while.
No, we haven't. So let us know if the police are giving out driving awards anywhere so we can share it with everybody else.
So that everyone will know where they can become eligible.
For driving
awards. For a driving award, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Don't be confused. It's speeding tickets.
Yeah. You know what my app was last week when we left here?
What's that?
Calling you.
Oh, that's right. Because there was the big traffic.
Yeah, there was a big traffic slowdown on 75, and I called David. I said, David, where are you?
And I had already bailed.
You had already bailed to Greenville Avenue.
Yeah, I was right on Greenville headed north.
What was it? What was the problem?
I don't know. I just had a police car come right behind me and flashed its lights and stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble. I did something wrong.
As usual.
And then he gets on the highway, and I decided I'm not going to get on because there's too many cars that were stopped. So yep. I just went up a couple of lights and got on and didn't see what it was. But
okay,
there you go.
All right.
We all survived.
My app is AutoFlex Leasing. There you go. All right. This is a great topic that I want to talk about because mechanic talk is always an interesting thing regarding what you should do or not do when you talk to a mechanic. Mm. All right. So let's get into this one, ladies and gentlemen.
Take a pizza.
It's never a bad idea.
No.
You know, most people don't understand what to do when they take their car to a mechanical shop. They don't understand that mechanics have a certain language they speak, which has to do with what the car is either doing or not doing. And so they don't handle it well. And if you want to do this, it can be done quite easily, and you can get your car fixed. The first thing I would say, though, is get all the services done on your car when they're due, because it can prevent big problems later. And if you have a car that may be a little bit out of warranty, but you have had all the services performed, a lot of times they'll take care of stuff for you. Mm-hmm.
Or at least go 50-50. I worked in the service department doing I was a warranty administrator for years, and I saw the help that people would get. One guy was out of warranty, but his engine had, I don't know exactly what happened, but it was going to be thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. But that man had serviced his car at our dealership since it was brand new. Mm-hmm. So they went to the factory and got some help, and the factory paid at least half, maybe three quarters of the whole deal.
Because you had those services done. So mm-hmm. you've got to take your car to the shop. It's doing something, right?
Yeah.
Write it down. Write down exactly what it's doing. Mm-hmm. Before you ever think about going, make notes on what you want to talk to the mechanic about, what the car is actually doing.
It's just like going to the doctor's office.
Exactly.
Make your notes.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds, sensations, leaks, smells, color of fluid that you find on your garage floor. Mm-hmm. All of those
very
things are important.
Very similar to going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the car doctor. You know, it's funny. I just went through this whole process with I've got a 10-year-old BMW.
Okay. Right?
And I had a service engine soon light come on and went through this whole process of taking care of the gas, putting oil in getting an oil change, doing what's that stuff called? The Duralube or
Duralube.
Something?
Yeah.
Duralube. Putting that in there, getting high grade gasoline, getting the serviced, and
right.
Car runs like a charm now.
Just do yep. all your maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It works.
Cost me $150.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. It's not that expensive. Putting it off, though, can be very, very expensive. So here you are. You're about to go talk to your mechanic. You got to tell him what the car's doing. So let's talk about a couple of things it might be doing. One, and this is very common.
And keep these terms in mind because this is how they think.
Shimmy. Your car shimmies. Now, it can shimmy when you're going a certain speed, or it can shimmy when you're braking. But what that means is the wheel sort of vibrates back and forth, and you can feel vibration from the suspension of the
car. Into your steering mm-hmm. wheel.
Into your steering wheel.
That's
what does
a
that
shimmy.
Mean?
And, well, it could be a lot of things.
It could be a lot of things, but it's common.
It could be alignment.
Yeah. Not alignment necessarily, but brakes for sure, because your brake discs can become warped. And so when you apply your brakes, you can feel a little bit of shimmy or vibration out of those brakes, and that's because your brake discs need to be turned.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, very common thing. Bucking. When your transmission shifts, if you feel a bump,
mm-hmm.
that's called bucking. And again, that's not a real unusual thing. Dieseling.
That happened to my car, the bucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the transmission
it's finished now.
Right.
Doesn't do it anymore.
That's because you had an uneven pressure in your transmission because the filter needed to be changed mm-hmm. out.
The dieseling.
Dieseling. That's when you turn the car off, but it doesn't turn off.
I had a car way back in the day that would do that. I was like, hey, now stop it. Sometimes you just turn the key a little bit, start right back up, and then you turn it off again. Dieseling.
Hesitation. That's when you put your foot on the gas and nothing happens for a while. You just sort of wait for a second and then it comes. All of these things are symptomatic of different things wrong with the car. Your mechanic's going to know. You just have to be able to explain to him what it is that the car is doing that you're not happy with or that you feel bad. The opposite of hesitation is called a surge. That's when you put your foot on the gas and it leaps forward. It doesn't smoothly accelerate.
Mm-hmm.
So a surge. So all of those things, you can talk to your mechanic in those terms. And if you want to get these, by the way, you can go to Autoflex.com's Facebook page and like us on Facebook. And this story with all the terms and all the other stories we're going to do today are located right there on our Facebook page.
Do you guys recommend certain mechanics through Autoflex?
When our clients call us, if they want some guidance, because I'll certainly share the technician that I've been using for years that has serviced my car. I had that Acura for 9 years. I did one brake job. Now, granted, I put 55,000 miles on it. There aren't too many brake jobs. I obviously didn't stop as many times as somebody with 100,000 miles. But he's a straight-up honest guy, and he does Japanese and American-made vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
When a client called and wanted to know about BMW, I called him, and he suggested another fellow that he knew.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really cool is these guys are independent shops. There's nothing wrong with using your dealer.
No.
You know, if you want to use your car dealer. These guys are much closer to my office. So it's terribly convenient for me.
Well, if you've got a guy that's honest and you know he's honest and he's not going to screw somebody around, then you don't mind recommending him.
Right.
So
right.
We do recommend. You right. bet.
And then he gave me a BMW person to send to this other person,
well,
too,
yeah,
and they
I've
were
got
pleased.
A great BMW guy.
Okay, there you go. It's all about who you know. And so we'd love to give people, you know, a tip.
Big-time driving awards being given. Justin Road around Argyle.
It's always
there you
been
go.
Bad, but lately they're trying real hard. Somebody couldn't find the apps. It was Wise Pilot is the one that lets you know where the speed lights are, and the Waze app.
That was WISE Pilot Waze, WAZE. Those are the two apps we talked about.
There you go. All right, let's talk about odometer fraud. And this is one that David and I talked about last night a little bit on the telephone, which was...
it's been getting popular.
Wait, what?
You mean rolling back the odometer like Ferris Bueller did?
That's great.
That's one of the greatest scenes in movie history.
Thanks, Waddle.
You know, here's the thing. Most people think dealers roll back odometers. In my experience, it's customers that actually do it. They'll have a car, and it'll have a lot of miles on it, and they'll figure out a way to change the odometer, and then they'll trade the car in. Here's the thing. Number one.
Big time no-no.
It is punishable by confinement in the county jail for not more than 2 years.
Confinement.
And a fine not to exceed $1,000 or both. Now, that can hurt your pocketbook and really play heck with your social life.
Yes.
I'm just telling you. It changes your whole perspective.
Well, the car dealers aren't going to do it because they know better.
Because they go to jail.
Yeah. It's not worth losing your business.
But
and you will.
Here's the thing to think about. Every time you have your oil changed, every time you take your car in for service, for a state inspection, for any kind of service, they record the mileage, and they all report back to a central information depot.
Right.
So,
and so if you
roll it back.
If you're that stupid where you roll your car back after getting it inspected,
well,
it's going to be a little bit of a red flag.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit.
We've had two cases in a week of customers actually doing this, and I haven't seen it in years and years. And in the past week, I've had two individuals that actually did that when they traded their cars into us. Now, what that means is they get to buy the car back because the car now has something called TMU, or True Miles Unknown. And a car with 160,000 miles on it is worth more than a car that could have 360,000 miles on it.
But you don't know True Miles
Because you don't know. So it markedly affects the value of the car in the wrong direction, and you end up with a car that you can't sell because nobody really wants that car if it's TMU.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. If you have a customer that you find out rolled back the odometer, what do you do?
I call them and let them know that we've discovered they've rolled back the odometer and they need to come and buy the car back from us.
And they do it.
And they come back and buy the car back from us, because if they don't, then I'll call the Department of Public Safety and we'll let them worry about it.
Huh. It's not worth it.
No.
It's just not worth it. But people don't know, and they're apparently it's a little bit easier than it used to be to roll these back. The thing is, it's real easy to find out that they've been rolled back.
Okay. There's almost no way to successfully pull it off.
Let me ask you this question. If I'm Joe Average and I want to go out there and do a rollback, Well, how do people do it?
I'm not going to get into that.
We're not telling anybody how to do that. No. Okay. Here's the deal. What will happen is if you sell that to an individual or trade it into a dealer, we're definitely going to find it. Okay. Because we know how to do it. There's little telltale signs.
And if you sell it to an individual, when they start to register the car,
it's going to
come back to them.
Right.
And they're going to know that it's happened.
Not that I want to roll back my car. I'm not saying that. I'm just wondering how the average person out there
the
gets,
average
does
person
it.
Does
how do they
it's
do
not
it?
An average person I don't believe that does that.
Okay,
really.
There are ways. I don't want to share any. Okay. But it's not a wise thing. It's not a good thing.
And it will be found. So.
And you'll get caught. So don't do it.
Don't do it unless you're fixing to head to Mexico.
The
and
car's worth more if you know how many miles are on it, no matter how many miles are on
it's
it.
It's not worth it.
For yeah.
Nah,
a couple thousand dollars? If you
for those of you who do want to take the chance, just Google rollmymileageback.com.
Stop.
Great.
All right.
And
after
also
the break.
Google what my fines and penalties will be when I get caught.
I want to say this one more time. It's a felony.
It is a felony. I don't think we mentioned
it. So
2 years.
If you roll back your odometer, you're in the clink for 2 years.
At least.
Potentially.
It's ugly.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway.
Amazing.
Let's go on to something more positive.
Okay.
When we come back, the 2013 Ford Explorer with EcoBoost.
All right. 817 or 972-234-1234. That's the number where you can reach AutoFlex. You can also read stories from this show today and all sorts of other cool stuff at AutoFlex.com on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook.
There you go. This is 105.3 The Fan.
We're back to this Saturday morning test drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Wally Lynn in for Sybil today. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard here as always. And the phone number, 877-881-1053. Fantex 43733. Yes, David.
And I promise to do this. I'm going to give a shout-out to a guy named Ted Rader. He owns Mastercraft Pools. Did a great job on our swimming pool. He's just a super, super nice guy. He's a fun guy to work with. Ted the owner, we call him.
And I want to give a shout-out, too, because last week I meant to several old customers. Deneen, thank you for my birthday wish, but she got her new Mercedes. She's a good, loyal client of AutoFlex Leasing. Had a couple of very nice ladies come in and get a new Mazda while they were at our office, and they weren't sure about doing business with us, but I think they realized after working with Janet and myself for a while that we were definitely the place to go. So I wanted to give them a shout out too.
How much should you pay to get your car washed these days?
You know, I think it's usually around $10.
15 or 20. You can do it yourself though. And you can do it the right way.
Okay, let's talk about the 2013 Overrated. Ford Explorer.
Okay. We'll talk
and then
car
maybe
washes
we'll
here
talk
just
about
a minute.
Car wash
yeah,
if we
have
time.
Yep. Okay.
We test drove the 2013 Ford Explorer with the 4-cylinder
EcoBoost. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, it was, you know, performance
it is.
Wise.
I'm sorry, it's a 2-liter 4-cylinder EcoBoost engine.
I know.
Sorry about that.
For a 4-cylinder engine and a car that size, it is not underpowered. I was comfortable driving the car. If you really put your foot in it, you get a little bit of torque steer, which may be...
I didn't care for that part of it.
I understand.
When I punched it to get on the highway, let's just make sure you've got a good grip on that steering wheel because it is going to turn.
Well... I didn't experience as much because I had the steering wheel straight when I punched it, so I didn't experience that as much, but I did experience some torque gear. The car was quiet. That's one of the other things I was really impressed with. It is a very, very quiet, comfortable car from a driving highway speed standpoint.
Well, it should be because the door panels are 1.5 feet wide.
They are thick. It's got very thick doors. It's got thick rocker panels, and that leads to how quiet the cabin is on the inside. Air conditioning was fine, kept the car nice and cold.
Three rows of seats. What I liked, we were in the very top trim level of the vehicle, and it had the power rear folding seats, just like they put in the Ford Expedition in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Really
so
cool.
So it had the power back hatch. I could push the button, open the hatch, and I could push a button to fold or unfold that third row seat, which is pretty cool.
Now, I've got to say that knee room and leg room in the second and third rows,
poor.
It's going to be for kids. I mean, if you've got a bunch of big, big kids, probably not the right choice.
That's why I think that vehicle, if you are trying to move small children, you know, it's a people mover car, it's a family car. That's a good lease because if you start out when your children are small, once they outgrow the car, you turn the lease back in.
Yeah.
And you get something bigger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this was the Limited, so it had a lot of good stuff on it, had a backup camera. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really nice. It actually, if you're turning and backing up, it shows you where your wheels will track. So you can see where the car is actually going to go.
So it doesn't just show you. It also gives you a little track for your wheels so you can effectively back into your parking spot. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, the other thing is, the mileage is outstanding at 28 on the highway and 20 in town. So for a car that size, again, great mileage.
That had heated and cooled seats. And that's one of the few SUVs in kind of that category where you can get cooled seats.
Yeah. The other thing is if you do trailer, it'll carry up to a 2,000-pound trailer, which means that any Sea-Doo or a pair of them will be fine. And a small boat, maybe a 16-foot ski boat, would still be within that weight range. So if you're looking for something you can take to the lake, that'll work for you.
And the steering, to me, was a little more loosey. I say loosey-goosey, more like driving a car.
Than a truck.
Mm-hmm. Than a truck.
Right.
Which was also cool.
Right.
But when I compare it to my Ford Edge, I liked the tighter steering of my Ford Edge better. Out of the two vehicles, if Tammy's choosing, I'm still going to choose my Edge. I don't need a third row seat. And I just liked the way it handled a little bit better. But it also was the V6. Mm-hmm. So that might make a little bit of a difference. But for the price of the one that we drove, considering it was fully loaded, you know, it was $42,275 was MSRP. Kind of high.
Fantex 43733 if you have a question. We've just got a couple of minutes left here, but do you want to talk car washing for just a minute?
Well,
one
real quick mention. The most viewed story on Autoflex.com's Facebook page is the 155-mile-an-hour snake. If you haven't, you got to click on that just to see what it's like to be riding a motorcycle at 155 miles an hour and be joined by a reptile.
Okay. All right. Time out. All right. We may have to use the last couple of minutes just to talk about this.
Well, I think so.
I don't understand. Yeah, you know, a guy's going, he's on his motorcycle, and he's going 150 miles an hour.
Right.
Okay. And where does this reptilian thing come from?
Well,
it looked like maybe he was in the cowling of the motorcycle. So the guy didn't know he was there.
He slithered up over the tank and like up over the other side of his steering handlebar.
And then just hung on.
And then just, he hung on. Curled himself around that bike. Hung on for dear life is what he did.
You know, what's amazing
There's video of this?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's on our Facebook page.
He had a GoPro camera attached to that bike, like right on the gas tank. So you can see his speedometer, so you know how fast he's going, and you can see the road ahead of... I mean, I'm just watching this going, well, this guy's crazy.
Uh-huh.
And then the snake... And then the snake, and he slows down and pulls over.
And then gets completely off because he wants no part of the snake.
Like, what are you scared of? You're driving that motorcycle 150 miles an hour. A snake scares you?
Evidently. Anyway, one of his buddies helped him get rid of it.
Yeah, they came over and touched the snake, and then he slithered off the bike, and then they got back on, and he did wheelies the whole way after that. So,
155 mile per hour snake, anyway.
Oh, it was crazy.
And you know what? While you're on the Autoflex site, you can apply for a lease online. Send us your credit information. We'll be glad to get you approved. Look at all our great pre-owned cars we have on the sale today. So you can see the pre-owned cars online. The only thing I can't guarantee you is that every car that is online right now has not been sold because the sale's been going on 2 days, and they only take them off every 24 hours. So some of them have already been sold, I can tell you.
But call and find out.
You can call and find out either one of the locations, 817 or 972-234-1234.
And Autoflex.com.
Absolutely.
Like them on Facebook. And love us on the radio show.
Love us on 105.3 The Fan.
All right.
I liked it.
Waddle, are we out of time? Are we done?
You got about a minute left.
All right. Okay. Well, then when it comes to washing your car, a couple of important things you should know. You need two buckets, not one. One is for your soapy water. One is for your rinse water.
Mm-hmm. So, right. you're not taking the same dirty water.
Right. You rinse off the stuff that you just washed off your car in the rinse bucket, and then you re-dip it into the soapy water. Start at the top and work down.
Except,
work in sections.
Do the wheels first.
Well, do the wheels first. Get all
Always
the dirt
do the
off
wheels
the wheels
first.
And use a separate cleaning mitt for the wheels than you do for the car. Don't clean your wheels with all that road grime and then clean your car paint. Mm-hmm. right? You're going to have two separate cleaners, one's for your wheels, one's for the car. Start at the top, do it in sections, rinse as you go, so because all that soap is going to dry pretty fast in the sun.
Don't do it in the sun.
Don't use dishwashing soap. Use car wash soap. It has anti-spot agents in it. So
when I go to the store, I can get car wash soap?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And it won't damage your paint. If you've waxed the car, it won't take the wax off.
Okay.
We'll put how to do it on our Facebook so you can all wash your own car and save the $15 or $20.
All right. That's David and Tammy. Sybil's back next week. Always enjoy it with you guys.
Ditto.
Always a lot of fun.
Ditto.
A lot of fun.
Stay tuned. Sports Talk next here on 105.3 The Fan.